Hey, look who's here. Jeff Ross.
Oh, what? Does he have a fork?
Hey. Good morning.
Are you saying I'm roasted, I'm toasted, I'm burnt?
No.
You're, good morning, mustard, man. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yay.
Thanks for having me. Sorry I'm late.
No, that's fine, man. We got a couple minutes in here. We're always happy to talk to you.
Of course.
I really appreciate that. How you guys doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the word out, all that.
Oh, yeah. We got a little bit of snow right now, so the whole state shuts down, over 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But besides that, everything's good.
I don't mind that. I don't mind. I don't miss that. I'm in L.A. today.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
see?
Bragger. See, this is why you're late. It's like 6:25 there, so thanks for waking up.
Yeah, man.
Are you kidding me? I love it. I can't wait to get up there. I miss Connecticut. I don't know why Connecticut people laugh so hard. It's a good place. People have thick skin. It's a good comedy town. I'm psyched to come out there.
Jeff's at Wall Street Theater in Norwalk.
Oh, cool.
On Friday, March 8th. We're linked up on the radio station website. The tourists call Take a Banana for the Ride.
Nice.
Now, are you taking a banana to eat it? Or are you taking...
How
should I take this?
Is this a Mario Kart situation?
And is it a regular banana or a plantano? That's a bigger banana.
Well, in emergency, you can use it as a... I don't know. It's potassium.
Oh.
And the show is called Take a Banana for the Ride. It's a one-man show that I've been touring. It's something my grandfather used to say to me when I was a beginning comic. He'd give me money for the tolls of a banana and say, take a banana for the ride.
Oh, right. That's kind of cool.
You won't cramp up. It's good for potassium, yes.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, you turn it sideways, it reminds you to smile. It's
right.
Good advice.
Yeah, yeah. Or you turn the other way, it becomes a frowning eyebrow or a phone.
Bananas are like, it's a metaphor or whatever you want to call it. Like, bananas are like people. They get bruised, but they're still good.
Right.
You know, and then you got the banana peel, which is like one of the comedy symbols.
Yep.
It's about thick skin, bouncing back, resilience. And I talk about some of the people that made me who I am. I talk about Bob Saget and Gilbert Gottfried and Norm MacDonald. And I sing in the show. I wear a costume.
Nice.
I have a violin player. It's a very theatrical production. So that's why... I'm doing it at the theater, at the Wall Street Theater. I wanted to make it like schmancy, fancy.
Nice.
That's cool. How long have you been doing it, and what's the reaction been to it?
It's been cool. Thanks for asking. It's been like a departure from my normal show. I roast people at the end still like I do in my live show, but it kind of goes deeper into my life. And I did it at a bunch of comedy festivals. I did it at the New York Comedy Festival. I did it in Chicago and St. Louis. And I'm doing it at the Netflix Festival. And I wanted to surprise my audience, try something more personal, and offer up a cathartic experience for people. It isn't just about getting laughs. It goes a little more deeper into the soul. So
I
guarantee a good time.
We know you as a comedian, as the roaster, the roastmaster general for decades.
Yeah.
And now it's good that we get a little bit closer to you. You're letting us in a little bit more on your life.
Right. You and your banana. Yeah.
You and your pet banana.
Take it for a ride. Who wants to take it for a ride?
And, so do you talk about writing jokes for Billy Crystal's monologue in 2000 for the Oscars?
I don't talk about that in the show, but I'm happy to talk about it any other time because it was one of the best experiences ever.
Cool.
Billy, you know, growing up, watching him host the Oscars, I always wanted to work on that show, and it was my first real writing gig in Hollywood. It was incredible.
Nice.
Now, were you backstage writing jokes live as it was going on as well, or just before?
Yeah. We would talk about stuff that was happening in the show and try to improvise and come up with stuff Billy could say in the moment. And you know, it was crazy. I was like a young comic. This was the year 2000. And I remember thinking like, oh, well, you know, when comics make it big, it must be great. Life must be easy. And then I started working with Billy on the Oscars, and I realized this guy was working harder than I was, and I was a nobody. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to, like, up my game.
Yeah, it's not going to get easier. It's just going to get harder.
I need two bananas now.
Yeah, the bigger the audience. I'm going to need a whole bunch of bananas.
God damn it.
I give bananas out to people in the audience at the end of the show.
Cool. Do you really?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Nice.
Do you personalize it with roasts?
Roasted banana.
I roast everybody that comes on stage.
Nice.
And they get a banana.
Nice. See that?
So do you have to ask a few questions of them before you start roasting them, or do you go right into it on their appearance?
Depends how fat they are.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Right.
That's a perfect answer, by the way.
You get three bananas first.
Some people need the banana just to get off stage.
Right. This one gets meatloaf ego.
Some fat people look at a banana and say, "What the hell is this?
I've never seen one of these before."
Yeah.
So where's the ice cream?
If you come to the show, bring your ugliest friend, your fattest cousin, and I'll roast
them. Nice. And you can sit there and watch.
Jeff Ross is on, and he's doing an awesome show at Wall Street Theater in Norwalk on Friday, March 8th. What a great night to have it, too, on a Friday night.
It's of course. Perfect.
That's a
Are
great
you kidding
theater,
me?
Too.
Yep.
It's good. I never been there. What's it like? Is it old and fancy?
Yeah.
It's Connecticut. Everything's old and fancy.
No, you're going to like it. It's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's a perfect date night, and if you're going through some stuff in your life, it's a perfect cathartic experience.
What kind of stuff?
Well, like I talk about the show. Like when I was a kid, I lost my parents when I was a teenager. A couple of years apart.
Right.
I was 14 years old when I lost my mom, and I was 19 when I lost my dad.
What happened to your mom?
And it's not something I normally talk about, but as I started talking about it, I realized that it could help people, how I got through it, how I used humor to get through it. My mom had leukemia.
Sorry, man.
And I was just,
it's tough to watch.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. But I don't make it sad. I don't make it sad. The show's not a sad show. Right to the edge, because I want people to find it cathartic to come to the show and also help them get through their own stuff. And, 5 years after that, I lost my dad. And
what happened to him?
I learned early. Cocaine.
Ooh.
Now.
See,
yeah,
you
did
good. We were all sad. You did that, and then we laughed.
Right.
That was great.
This way, it takes a banana from now on for the ride. For the cocaine.
See, now you're starting to get it.
Right.
Now you guys are starting to understand.
grab a bunch.
Oh, my God. I wish I was there right now. This is so fun.
This would be cool.
It sounds like an awesome album where, there might be a song that brings you down a little bit, but then boom,
exactly.
Here we go. Now we're partying.
Right. The ballad's over, and now we're back to the rock.
Yeah.
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 I hear you.
It's like a Springsteen show. A couple sad ones, a couple fast ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Couple covers, a couple slow ones.
Sax player.
And I want to.
Yep.
I wanted to do something that people can't see in a regular comedy show. So that's why I'm taking the time to get the word out and workshop work. Like I've just been trying this stuff out.
That's cool.
In LA.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I read love letters that my parents wrote to each other, and I put them to music. And there's old family films that go in it.
Oh damn!
It's a real theatrical production.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Bananas,
like
singing,
too.
Letters.
Like the Wonder Years.
And now when you
How do I sell it? Can I sell it well? Are you guys going to come? Are you
going
to bring dates?
We're 100% in.
Yeah, me and my left
this
hand.
This sounds tremendous.
I need something to hold a banana.
I don't want that banana after you touch it. Jeff Ross
it's
is
so
on.
Good. It's
yeah,
so
we're,
good.
We're
Kiss it and hold it up to God.
As I do, thank you.
Now, when you give out the bananas, is it like an Oprah thing? You get a banana. You get a banana.
He
you
just
get
flings
a banana.
Them.
Or is it one at a time?
He threw it at me.
Well, I do it one at a time.
Nice.
It's very thoughtfully done.
That's how he doles out the bananas.
The more bruised they get, the sweeter they are.
Right. Bring your Chiquita.
All right. So the show is March 8th. We're on vacation that week, but it sounds awesome. If we get a chance to talk to you before we go on vacation, which would be 4-3-2-1, like March 1st,
uh-huh.
why don't you do one more phoner with us, March 1st?
I love it. You're in. I would love that.
You know, hopefully it sells out. But if not, if there's a couple tickets left.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll go.
That means a lot, guys. It really does.
Yeah.
No, I
put a banana in my pants.
I've been in all of your work. You're one of those comedians who's just brilliant to watch. And
yeah.
Like some of these roasts that you've done, I'm like, what's he going to do? And it's that moment where it's like a ride. Like, man, you don't know what's going to, here he comes.
Yep, exactly.
And dude, some of these jokes, I'm like, wow, that was, I feel like that was he took a risk here. That could have been,
genius.
It could have been the end of the career.
It could have been, but no,
you know,
still standing.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't go for it, I mean, everybody's so sensitive, but when you get to the roast, I think people drop that and anything goes. And that's also part of what I talk about in the show is having thick skin, being able to take a joke.
Yep.
Stuff that you think you won't be able to laugh at someday, I promise you will, you know, and getting roasted is very healing.
Yes.
It's good for, if you can laugh at yourself, you're on your way to a better person.
Exactly.
It's like a forest fire. It leads to new growth.
And you get a banana.
I got to tell you, I love watching the roast because it's all in the spirit of, hey, we're having fun here.
Yeah, exactly.
But when there's some truth in the punch that you land, you could see in their face.
Yes.
Like, I have a smile on my face, but I'm pissed at you, Ross.
Oh, you got me. Yeah. Oh, you got me.
Oh, you got in there.
Yes.
You got in there.
Oh, you got me face.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. So,
well, I roast myself in the show. I roast people from the audience. And,
I
guess the world at large. It's about an hour and hour and a half. It's a night out.
That's a good night. That's a good night.
A little dinner, a little banana afterwards. Nice.
AJ's I even wear a bruised banana.
Come on.
AJ's going to come in a banana suit. AJ's going to dress as a banana.
I'm wearing a suit the color of a bruised banana.
Nice.
That's how seriously I'm taking it.
A brown banana kind of looks like a turd. So you don't want to be a brown banana.
It's all in the bend.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's all in the bend. Right. And it's yellow, but it has like brown streaks. It looks like a dinosaur crapped on my... it looks like...
Like you parked under birds.
But...
This show sounds awesome.
Yeah,
Jeff,
man.
Thanks for getting up early to call in. We always have a blast when you're on, and we're linked up to the show.
And we'll talk
March
to him again.
8th. Yeah. And
you got to get a patch on the shoulder to act like the sticker.
Right.
Right. That's right.
And then peel it off halfway through.
Yeah, take it off halfway through.
Peel it off.
Right.
Oh, I forgot this was still there.
That's a great idea.
You should be like 60th stand, and you just break away for a moment.
Jeff Ross, Wall Street Theater in Norwalk, Friday, March 8th. Thank you, sir.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Get the word out.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.